92.5 Gold FM. It's Bianca Dye driving you home. Now, chances are at some stage today you have checked your social media. I think on average people are now checking their social media a minimum of 20 times or something crazy a day. I know I sometimes, if I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for a coffee, I will refresh my Facebook page like 5 times. It's not healthy. It's just not normal that we are all addicted to our smartphones. I've got Dr. Karen Phillips on the phone from drkarenphillips.com. Hello.
Hi, Bianca.
So what are we doing? This is crazy. How can we stop this social media addiction? What are we doing to ourselves?
Well, it is something new. I mean, technology is here to stay, simple as that. And it's happened so fast in the last 10 years where we're really only starting to get a little bit of a handle on it now. But saying that, there are so many people, a little like yourself, that do become addicted to checking it all the time. And 20 plus times a day seems about fairly average to me for the people that come into my rooms with a similar issue, unfortunately. We do, every time we hear the bing, bang, we pick it up and we get on to have a look who's written or who's put up a post. We simply need to develop some boundaries around our social media. I certainly wouldn't say don't get on it, because it's a great source of information and connection.
Oh, God, yeah.
But we certainly do need the boundaries.
We need it, right, for our jobs. Yeah. Like I think of mine and I think, well, I listen to an incredible hypnosis that you've done for me on my phone. I read my emails on my phone. I check information for my drive show on my phone. Without it, I'm stuffed. So as you said, setting boundaries, how do we do that?
Well, it depends how often you want or even need to check your social media or your phone. But most people, if they don't need it to check their emails every day or things like that, not like a person in media that needs to check their social media regularly. But for the average person, it is a matter of, well, what I usually get my people to do is regard their phone as, instead of their friend, but as a third person, if you like. I usually get people to give their phone a name. It could be Fred. It could be whatever they choose. Some of them call it pain, actually.
Wow.
But you say, okay, so yeah, let's not sleep with Fred every night. Let's keep Fred in another room so he can get a good night's sleep. And let's not have Fred at the table when you you and your partner are having dinner. So leave Fred in the other room while you two are having dinner. So we certainly start to put boundaries around by disassociating Fred that we have to carry around in our pocket 24/7.
I love it. We're naming our phones and we're going to say, okay, Paul, I'm not sleeping with you tonight. You're sleeping in the kitchen.
Right.
You're on the lounge tonight. I just want a bit of peace and quiet. Look, this is something we could talk about for a long time. I think it's really interesting. I think we just need to be aware of setting boundaries on how often we check our social media. Dr. Karen Phillips, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Bianca. And I just want to say that after speaking with you about this before, I've actually put a link on my virtualhypnotherapy.com website. It's called Removing the Addiction. And where it was originally placed for people with gambling and drinking problems, it has now been taken up by people exactly with what we're talking about, social media addiction.
Oh,
it's
okay.
So interesting.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So what's the website for that then?
Virtualhypnotherapy.com.
Beautiful.
And then they just go to other therapies and it's Remove Addiction, and it seems to be working for so many people, which is great. They've played a full